Mitch Schulte, the executive director of the Iowa State Dairy Association.
Mitch, I understand that you and other representatives of the Dairy Association visited the Capitol in Des Moines this week. What were you discussing with legislators?
Yeah, we had an opportunity to take some of our farmers down and meet with representatives both on the House and Senate side and talk about some legislation that we've been pushing forward. This legislation deals with on-farm and local processing and getting some grants or some dollars out to those farmers to start some new operations or expand what they have. And it also deals with same deal being grants or some sort of forgivable loan to go toward labor-reducing technology out on farm. So robotics, manure pushers, automatic feeding systems, even updating your parlor to a more modern, more efficient parlor is something that we're looking at. So it's a great opportunity for our farmers, and we just wanted to take the time to go down and help our representatives and senators understand what we're asking for.
What kind of responses did you receive?
You know, we had overwhelming support. We really didn't hear anything bad about our bill. Support towards our dairy farmers, understanding of labor issues that we're having in our industry. And they also understood that our consumers are looking for more locally produced products. So this bill helps us with a couple issues, and they understood that. There are a few things that we still have to, you know, work through to make sure that this is something that can move forward. But yesterday we had great support and great conversations on that legislation.
Certainly labor is a complicated issue, and there's probably only so much that can be done at the state level, right?
Yeah, there is only so much that can be done. And as you know, and others know, dairy farming is very labor intensive. It takes a special person to be willing to go out and give the animals the care that they need. And it's hard to find people right now. And this bill will allow our farmers to get some technology that they can reduce their overall labor costs, be more efficient, and we can help those dairies be here for the generations to come.
Is the legislation that we're talking about similar to bills that have either been introduced or passed in other states where dairy is prominent?
I don't know about other states. I do know our bill is very closely related to the butchery bill that went through last year, and that passed with great support. So we use that butchery bill kind of as a model to make our bill and focus on dairy processing. But we also added that additional component for that labor reducing technology, knowing that is a need our industry has.
Throughout agriculture, we're hearing about how supply chain disruptions are having an impact at the farm level for dairy farmers in the state, Mitch, as far as the supply chain, market volatility. I'm guessing that you were able to talk with representatives about some other topics that maybe touched on those yesterday.
Yeah, we did take a little bit of time to talk about some of the issues that we've been having in our marketplace and volatility in markets. We've been fortunate. We've seen some of that settle. It's definitely not settled down all the way. We still have issues with getting certain supplies out on our farms and making sure our products get to where they need to get to. But yesterday we did focus primarily on that processing and labor reducing technology piece.
The bill that we're talking about, where's that at in the process? What's the bill labeled as, and how can we sort of follow along?
So the bill in the process, it's moving right along. So we've been fortunate. It's went through committee both on the House and the Senate side. We've had great support. It's passed out of its subcommittees on both sides just fine. So it's moving along very well. Right now, the bill is both on the Senate and House side. So on Senate side is Senate file 2290, and on the House side, it is House file 2433. So if anybody's interested in looking into them and learning more about it, by all means, go visit the Iowa Capitol website, and you'll be able to look those bills up and learn more about it, or contact me.
Anything else that you want to make sure we talk about today, Mitch?
Yeah, if you are a dairy farmer out there and you think you could benefit from either on-farm or local processing or labor-reducing technology, take the time, reach out to the Iowa State Dairy Association. We would be happy to help you get in contact with either your House or your Senate members if you already have those contacts, reach out to them and let them know how labor reducing technology or on-farm processing would help your operation, so they gain a better understanding of why it is important that we pass this legislation.